So it's Gorgeous Gossip today, and I am talking to two authors who are actually three authors, but unfortunately Sarah can't be with us today. And they have written a book called A Girl Walks Into a Bar. And what's unusual about this is a choose-your-own erotic destiny novel. Can I just say that again? A choose-your-own erotic destiny novel. I can't say it. A choose-your-own erotic destiny novel. Welcome Helena Page and Helen Moffat to Radio Gorgeous. Hi.
Hi.
No, let me get that right. No, let me welcome Paige Nick and Helen Moffat to Radio Gorgeous. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. So who am I talking to now?
I'm Paige.
Great. So Paige, how did you get this mad idea?
It is a bit of a mad idea, hey?
Mad's good. We like mad.
We actually, the three of us at the end, I think it was November 2012, we went for lunch to celebrate our third author, who's not on, not with us right now. Sarah had signed a huge deal for a book called The Three, which is launching later this year around the world. And so we'd gone to celebrate. And we'd had some champagne and we were chatting. And we'd been chatting about how nice it would be to collaborate on something. Sarah had this idea of a choose-your-own-adventure erotic novel, and when she said it, we just all loved it. It was just...
So you are friends anyway, so it started off in a good way then?
Yes, yes. Well, Helen and Sarah were friends for a long time before me, and I met them more recently, around about 2010.
So Helen, how did you meet Sarah?
I met Sarah years ago at a book fair when she was launching her first novel, which is a book that was published locally here in South Africa, called Pompidou Posse, which is it's a kind of a fictionalized memoir of Sarah's wild and woolly youth. She worked as a fire eater and a street artist performer in Paris. I mean, her life, her real life is actually more interesting than anything anyone could make up. But we met when she launched the book. I'm a book editor here in South Africa, so we've known each other for ages. And then she persuaded me to come and live in the same little sleepy village just outside Cape Town that she lives in. So we're actually neighbours. She lives just around the corner from me.
Fantastic.
And then a few years later, I met Paige when she was launching her first South African chick lit novel, A Million Miles from Normal. So we kind of congregated together over books, and we have similar senses of humour. I think that's a polite way of putting it, isn't it, Paige?
Well,
I thought that was a very polite way of putting it.
Right, so what is your sense of humour then? Bit raucous?
Yes, well, completely bent.
Perfect. Well, I must say that I took a journey on the book last night, and it really is like... It's like going out. I mean, because making the decisions, it's kind of an active read, I'd call it. So I'll tell you my journey. I started off not wearing any knickers. Then, unfortunately, I had to put a purple G-string on, but I didn't mind covering up a little bit. Then I went to the bar and I met a gorgeous executive in an expensive suit. Then I met a very sexy barman with hair around his navel. Then I ended up in an amazing art show where there were pictures of vaginas, photographs of vaginas all over the walls. And suddenly I felt a bit lesbianism coming on. And just before I was about to kind of fall for this woman, a... very attractive photographer said, will you come round for a photo session? And I thought, well, might as well.
Go on then.
And then I ended up doing really what I wanted to do, and that was going home with the vibrator and the rabbit and having a really, really good ending to the evening.
We're so glad you found a happy ending.
Well, are they all happy, all the endings?
Just about. Depends on your definition of a happy ending, of course. I mean, if you make certain decisions all the way through the book, and there's a lot of debate as to whether they're the right decisions or the wrong decisions, you can actually end up home alone in your comfy pajamas on the couch with popcorn, tea, and a Bridget Jones DVD.
You would have
had sex with anybody.
But doesn't that happen to us most of the time?
One of my closest girlfriends, when she read it, that happened to her. She was very distressed. She wondered what it said about her.
Oh, so I'm quite lucky then. I ended up having rampant sex with myself.
Yes, you're not a prude. No. Okay. And you had a very busy night before that.
Yeah, I did. So just tell me some other characters that come along in the book then, or experiences.
Ooh, Paige, tell them about your sushi chef.
Oh, there's a sushi chef.
And what's his speciality?
Knife skills, I guess.
God! Bit of S&M.
It's not that kind of book.
Okay.
And there's a rock star. We when you're in the bar, you bump into a rock star, so he's an option.
Wow! Wow! Is he a nice rock star, or is he a drug-addled?
Choices you take. it depends which way you go with him.
Okay. Okay.
So as in this book, as in life, the choices you make have consequences.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends what choices you make, and so you can choose to go back to his hotel room and do tequila body shots.
Wow. On each of your bodies then, or just
yes.
Yeah. Good. Good. Okay. Not just mine.
But if you decide he's a bit of a dick.
Yeah, which you might, because he's a rock star.
You can always go off with his bodyguard.
Oh, great.
Who has an absolutely fantastic sports car.
Yes,
that's
perfect.
That's a terrible idea, because she's a petrol head.
Perfect for running away from a rock star. Excellent. It's just, how much fun did you have doing this? It must have been a scream.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think we both need to talk about this, because it's the most fun you can have with your clothes on, really and truly. My only sadness is that the funniest parts of the manuscript always end up on the cutting room floor. And a lot of the funniest parts, because what we do is we email the document round and round and round to each other as we're writing, and we write comments in the margins.
Yeah.
The comments in the margins are the funniest bits by far. And one day we're going to publish the annotated version.
Yes, yes, definitely.
With our very rude comments in the margins and endless jokes, and Sarah Dunn makes the most terrible puns, and then we all fall into these terrible punning traps. And we keep coming up with wilder and wackier scenarios, and we laugh a lot.
Yeah, no.
The fun is when you're writing traditionally when you're writing a book on your own, it's quite a solitary pursuit. So you might, be part of a book group where you work with authors and talk about what you're writing, but generally it's you sitting in front of a computer, writing 60,000 or 80,000 words. But with this, when we collaborated, it was such an interesting process, and it was so much fun. It was so, we worked together so much. So it takes away a lot of that solitary, bashing it away at a keyboard. And
exactly.
It added in a lot of shrieking and a lot of ridiculous discussions. I mean, what kind of grown adult woman will have a 45-minute conversation about whether you can have sex whilst flying a helicopter?
Wow, wow. So
it really serious. It's really important.
So the woman's flying and she's maybe sitting on a man? Is that what happened?
Well, that's what we thought, but unfortunately, we had to take it under advisement. Unfortunately, the man has to be able to use both his hands and legs.
Oh, dear.
So we had to move it into a jet, which is also not the worst thing that could happen to
Okay, so that's one of the things. Brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah, and then there was the great cock ring debate of 20.
The great what?
I think that raged on for about a week. I was not having a cock ring in the book. Sarah just laughed helplessly, and Paige insisted. So she bought me one as a present.
Wow.
I've never seen one before in my life.
I've never seen one, no.
Well, she does our research for us. And then I found out that you can buy them off the shelf, the open shelf, in the local equivalent of Boots.
So can you wear one without a piercing?
Yes. So that's the strange thing. People are really scared by the words cock ring.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
Yeah, as you would be when you hear it. But when you actually see the device, they've come quite far.
The design.
Blunt are just unavoidable. But they've come quite far. So it fits in your palm, and it's a little jelly plastic circular silicon ring that stretches. So, and they've made They come in all little cute little colours, so it's not an offensive colour or anything like that. So it's a little circle ring that stretches, and it's got a little bullet on the top of it, and that vibrates. You can turn it on or off. It's very cute.
So is that worn on the base of the penis?
Well, it depends what you want to do. Okay. There it has a couple of different... there are a couple of different things you can do with it. You can actually remove the bullet from some of them as well and have the bullet, you can play with the bullet on its own as well. So,
can you go further with that one? How do you play with a bullet, a small bullet? What do you do with that? Sorry.
With a little bullet?
Yeah.
I suppose you could use it in sensitive areas to stimulate a person. Mm. I feel this conversation has gone off track.
I was just about to say that. The point, we were having the great cock ring debate all over again, but the funny bit was Paige chasing me and Sarah round and round our sitting room, pelting us with tiny little pink silicone cock rings.
Fabulous. Sounds just such...
But we were kind of, well, we squealed like we were six.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just, as you say, have you ever played that game Consequences when you were little?
No.
Oh, Paige, you must have done.
No.
It's okay. You turn, well, Paige, you have a page, a piece of paper, and then you boy meets girl, where they were, what happened, she happened, and the consequence was. So in a way, this book is like grown-up erotic consequences.
Yeah, I've never thought of that. You're absolutely right.
Yes, yes.
Sarah and Paige had both read the Choose Your Own adventure books, the fantasy books.
Right.
As teenagers, and Sarah had read the books to her daughter.
Oh, great. So they're not erotic then? I'm just a bit worried now.
They're okay. Very much, you come to a fork in the woods. One says dungeon, the other one says dragon. Which way are you going to go?
Yeah.
But I, of course, wasn't familiar with him. But, of course, I hadn't realised it really is an erotic adult version of the game of consequences.
If
you take X fork in the woods, you're going to land up with the following consequences. I suppose the difference, what's nice about our book, and I suppose the whole choose your own erotic destiny model, is that if you don't like where you end up, you can reverse.
You
can decide that the rock star is a bit full of himself, and you can... In the first book, because we've actually written three now...
So I think we're talking about The Girl Walked Into a Bar, which is it your first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
And she's forever heading back to the bar to chat to the barman. So you've always got that opt-out option.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The next two books, are we allowed to tell you about them?
Yeah. I don't think there's much point, really, but you can just tell us the titles of them.
Just the titles. The second one, which I think is out as an e-book in the UK, is A Girl Walks Into a Wedding.
Wow.
And we're busy doing final edits on A Girl Walks Into a Blind Date.
Oh, my God. It just sounds brilliant. Now, you are in South Africa. Obviously, it's massively in the news, and it's a trial which is so serious, especially for the consequences for women. The Oscar Pistorius trial about him allegedly murdering his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. I'm very interested, as women and writers in South Africa, what your feelings and thoughts are about the trial.
I think I'm going to have to hand over to Helen. Helen's actually an academic who deals in the subject of rape and domestic abuse, so I think that's a
Oh, Lordy. Well, I should maybe preface that, and I can imagine Josephine sitting here looking unbelievably puzzled. I call myself a recovering academic, and I do research what academics would call gender-based violence, and specifically sexual violence, which, by the way, is why writing these books is such fun.
Yes.
It's like a holiday. I have to read so much awful stuff. I've published so much awful, depressing stuff. I've written about the Pistorius Steenkamp trial. Not the trial. I haven't written about the trial. When she was first shot.
Yes.
Died.
Yeah.
I wrote about it in the local press. So, yes, The Girl is actually, to me, just a holiday from all that sort of stuff. At the moment, I'm keeping very quiet simply on the subject because there is a court case in process.
Yeah.
And
what's the feeling, though, about the kind of domestic violence scene? Is it bad out there?
Oh, gosh. It's really bad. Yeah, we have terrible, you know, I could sit here and reel off statistics. They reckon 1 in 3 South African women will be beaten by a boyfriend, you know, a lover or a partner. That's the conservative statistic. They did a survey about 10 years ago where they did a huge study on men in fixed employment. They were all city council workers. It was a huge survey of about 2,000 men, over 2,000 men. And half of them said that they'd beaten their girlfriend or their wife at least.
Wow, wow.
And so these are not sort of, you know the cliche of the unemployed.
Oh, no, we really know that's not true. No.
Yeah, yeah. Guys all had fixed, stable jobs. Not necessarily good jobs, but they all had fixed, stable jobs.
So why do you think it is? Are they more is there a macho culture there?
We have a terribly macho culture, and I think the whole world is busy watching that. At the moment, you know, sort of just how very, very quick men are to resort to violence as a solution to a problem, and just how deeply guns and fear and sort of terror and are embedded in the national psyche. I mean, if Sarah was here, what she would say is the whole country is effectively still suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what a lot of post-apartheid commentators have talked about, and especially people come here from abroad to study. I used to be at the African Gender Institute at the University of Cape Town, and we had this wonderful woman, Rhoda Redock, Professor Rhoda Redock, who was head of gender studies at the University of the West Indies, come and spend a year with us on sabbatical. And she just said, "You people are all crazy. I've never met an entire country more in need of psychotherapy. You're all nuts."
Right.
All got post-traumatic stress disorder, black, white, and every shade in between.
Yeah.
I think it was such a violent society for such a long time, and the violence was so intimate. And that's what I do research on. I do research.
So do women, you know, how do women cope out there? How do you find the strength? How do you keep your self-respect? How does it work?
I think it's a daily battle. I think that's something that we're still learning.
Mm.
I mean, my hope with this whole trial is that it shines a light. I mean, it feels to me that the subject is being talked about more in this country over the last couple of years.
Well, that's brilliant. Brilliant.
That is the one piece of good news.
Yeah.
And, you know, sort of tragically, I suppose, you know, sort of one sort of desperately hunts around for silver linings, although it seems a bit obscene to do that when, you know, a young woman was killed. But the international focus on the fact that it's so normal in South Africa for women to die at the hands of their intimate partners.
Gosh.
That you're actually more likely to be killed by your husband, your lover, or your boyfriend in South Africa as a woman than you are to die in a motor vehicle accident. In fact, any other form of violent death.
Wow, and just think, people always say, "I'm not going to go to South Africa because I'm scared of the guns." But actually, you should be just scared of just your boyfriend.
I'm afraid so. That's the reality. And I think that we've accepted that as normal for such a long time. And we're also unbelievably tough cookies. I mean, we're strong. We have to be.
Does that make you hard to have relationships? I mean, can you be vulnerable?
Well, no, we keep on doing it. We keep on putting our hearts on the line. And in any case, for 99% of South African women, you know, leaving just isn't an option. You know, this, you know, you get up every single day and you get on with it. And, you know, sort of men aren't necessarily monsters here. I want to make that very.
Is it just that the culture they've been brought up in?
Say again?
Is it the culture they've been brought up in?
It's not that men are monsters. It's we have an incredibly rigid society, an incredibly macho society, and one in which violence is seen immediately as the instant solution to any problem.
Wow.
And it's no bad thing having an international light shone on that.
Yes, yes.
But we can just see how abnormal it is.
Yeah, and you can begin the healing process, yeah.
Yep, that would be good.
Mm.
I mean, I hate to bring it back around to the book, but
yeah, no, do
most important to us was that when we were talking about erotica, and you know, we've got a lot to be thankful to the E.L. James, you know, for what she's done, and we certainly wouldn't have been able to do what we've done without what she did. But what we were excited about with this was that in a lot of this typical erotica, it's this young young girl or young woman who's being shown the ropes by this rich older guy who knows what he's doing.
Mm.
And we really liked flipping it on his head, and we wanted to put the woman more in charge.
Exactly.
And just shift, just do like an imperceptible shift of power.
Exactly. And that's what this is about, controlling your own destiny, which is what women in South Africa and all over the world are trying to do. So
we would like that very much. That's really important to us.
So Paige and Helen, thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous, and very good luck. And I'm really looking forward to reading your other two novels.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Lovely talking to Radio Gorgeous.
It's a pleasure. Okay, so you can stay on the line.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.